immediate arrest requested. August 19, 2021. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. Crimes of impersonation are being committed against the unincorporated Federation of States. Certain persons, including Keith Livingway and members of a cult known as the Reign of the Heavens Society, have impersonated the states of America and have attempted to front a commercial corporation lodged somewhere offshore as the United States of America. Now they have opened a bank under these false pretenses and are attempting to issue currency in our names. This so-called rainbow currency is a fraud upon this country and its people and an attempt to hijack our credit, similar to what any common credit card hacker or identity theft artist does. These felons must be apprehended on the location of their overseas corporation calling itself the United States of America must be found, and this phony commercial corporation operated in our names must be expunged. The Federation of States known as the United States of America is not now and has never been incorporated. It is a sovereign instrumentality, and only the actual Federation of States has the unique right to issue creditor notes at this time. All rights and powers once vested in the Federal Republic have returned to the delegating authority by operation of law, and it will remain so until the reconstruction of our American government is completed. Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.